Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Martin T. Griffon. The French version is Monte Griffon. M.G. Griff. Anything you want to call me. And you have. Man, a lot going on. I got to get to my guest representing the 46th Congressional District in the state. State Senator Camara Bartolotta. Hello, Camara. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Marte Griffon. And
hey, before I get to the vaccine ridiculousness, what's up with the... I'm going to get to this. I'm going to speak today. It's a Monday. What's up with security at the Capitol? Are things different? Is there nervousness? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
You know, I just know that no legislators, no staff, anyone is going to be at the Capitol this week.
Wow.
We're doing everything remotely. I mean, we've been doing things remotely because of COVID anyway.
Sure.
If there was an outbreak or whatever, shut it down, whatever. But again, I guess abundance of caution. But I know that there are a lot of wacky groups,
yep.
And that's just what I'll call them,
right.
On all sides of every issue that may have made some threats or whatever. So it's important that we protect those entities that really are the heart and soul of our democracy across the country. And I've been telling people even before January 6th, stay home. Don't be in a position where it's likely something bad is going to happen. And, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, you better believe I'm all for that. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. My ancestors fought to bring those things to this country and make sure that we had our God-given rights protected. But if you think that, you're going to get riled up by some groups that say, let's storm the castle, I think that's absurd. And it is everything we rail against when it comes to being a republic. So have your voice heard, by all means, be loud, be boisterous, whatever. But, there's a really, really stark line between that and doing something unconstitutional, illegal, dangerous, endangering our wonderful law enforcement, any of that. Just anybody who does that should be get the book thrown at them.
State Senator Camara Bartolotta. Camara, did you get any specific emails or notifications, regardless of whether you're home or not, that there could be threats to the state capitol in Harrisburg?
Well, that was the whole reason for us not being there
right.
in person.
Right.
Yeah, that was an email sent out, with an abundance of caution, some possibly credible threats, and it's best just to do everything remotely, including staff, just keep everything secure.
Were those
threats? And I don't know what the Capitol looks like right now. I mean, I haven't been there. I'm 3 hours away.
Yeah, I saw a video. I mean, there's a bunch of state police, and it's quiet. In fact, they said there are more reporters than any demonstrators. But were there specific threats made to the Capitol Tuesday or Wednesday?
Well, if there were, I mean, they weren't shared with us. The only wording that I was privy to was credible threat.
Right.
And that was it. And that's enough. I mean,
you
don't have to go into every single detail,
right.
But just the words credible threat. We're going to stay away. We're going to conduct our business remotely as we have on and off since March 10th. Well, actually, since we passed the law allowing the legislature to perform their duties outside of the chambers.
State Senator Cameron Bartolotta from the 46th District. So I'm so disgusted with the procurement or lack of the vaccine here in Pennsylvania. Actually annoyed by the arrogance and ignorance characterized or portrayed by some leadership. You tell me, my friend, how do we get in West Virginia 98% procurement of their vaccine, which is insane, and we're at 37%?
Here's the thing, and I wanted to correct you on that. That's you're comparing two different things. It's the distribution of the vaccine in West Virginia is higher than other states, and they're an outlier. They've got 69%, not 90 or 98. And that number represents the vaccines administered versus how many doses each state got.
Right.
Okay. Now, remember, too, and Pennsylvania is at 37%.
Uh-huh.
And now what absolutely enraged me was the fact that at its beginning of the rollout, Pennsylvania and Puerto Rico were the only United States entities that didn't have a clear, comprehensive plan and didn't share their plan with their citizens. The only two, period. That is absurd. We knew back in July that I believe Pfizer was the first one to have been given an FDA approval to launch their vaccine. All right. Now, we've had all of these months for this administration to bring together, have a think tank, do something, have a plan in place for distribution. Another difference I'll share with you with West Virginia. They utilized their National Guard to get the vaccines and distribute them to their health systems that were going to then give out the vaccines. What did Pennsylvania rely on? I believe UPS and FedEx. As of December 13th, what was happening around that time? Christmas deliveries, the most inundated mail delivery at Christmas time in the history of the country because of lockdowns and COVID and everything else. So who didn't know that that was going to be an issue? The big problem, Marty, has been the same problem with the Wolf administration from day one. He will not meet with, communicate with, collaborate with any experts in any field. He should have gotten all of the directors of our major health systems. Pennsylvania is just inundated with phenomenal healthcare systems. Phenomenal. They all know what the hell they're doing. Should have brought them all in the room, or at least got them on a Zoom, something. Connect with them and see what they would do. Did he contact Pima to see what their plan was? We all know that Pima has plans for just about everything. I mean, they probably have a plan for a zombie apocalypse. But I don't know that that happened. I do know what didn't happen was the fact that our counties, our county commissioners, and their emergency management systems were not in the loop. They weren't part of this process at all, and they have been begging for information from the very beginning. It is just infuriating that we have something so urgent and necessary, and we have an administration that refuses to collaborate with anyone.
Hold on, please. Can you hang for me?
Sure.
It's important stuff. Dramatic difference between folks being able to get the vaccine in West Virginia and getting it in here in Pennsylvania. And I got to tell you, you might say, well, she's a Republican, so I don't care what she says. The governor's right. I know for a fact, big players at UPMC were never, ever contacted by the governor's office for their advice. There you go. On Face the Nation yesterday, the governor of West Virginia said, and I quote, right now we're at 98.1% as far as vaccines in people's arms or names tied to it. Vaccines to be put in people's arms, 98.1%. They're at the top of any list in terms of number of folks vaccinated, pushing all records. Pennsylvania is 2/3 down the list at 37%. It's disgraceful. And again, with State Senator Cameron Bartolotta, who I have respected and admired for years because she's honest and fights hard. You say she's Republican and she just doesn't like Democrats. I'm telling you this as a fact. My insiders at UPMC, one of the most respected medical facilities on Earth, entities on Earth, with some of the biggest brains on Earth, were not consulted once, not once, by Levine or Wolf or anyone in that administration about the vaccine distribution. And by the way, UPMC has already put more than 50,000 vaccines in the arms of employees, frontline workers. So they know what the hell they're doing. Unfortunately, the state doesn't. It's absolutely absurd, Senator, that there was no collaboration here, is it not?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, it's a matter of life and death. That's how important this is. And to not collaborate those in the know is just, it is more than frustrating, it is despicable. And I know that now the Department of Health is playing catch up.
Right.
And I really appreciate those people who work in the Department of Health and what they're trying to scramble to do with what they've been given. I mean, just this morning, I was speaking with my chief of staff, and I was asked, okay, did we get answers to these questions, right. These questions? Nope, nope, nope.
Well, hold on. What questions, Cameron, are you trying to get answers to?
Questions to, what do I tell my 102-year-old constituents about where they can go and get a vaccine? Mm. How about that? How about the fact that we've got police officers out there who are not part of the 1A phase? These are folks that are more so, they're in the public the time and not knowing what they're going to face. How about the corrections officers in all of our prisons and county jails and things? Why aren't they on the front lines? We have got a tinderbox, as we have seen in several of our state correctional institutions. These people are incarcerated, I know. And before people say, hey, they deserve it. You know what?
No.
Committing fraud should not be a death sentence or any number of the things that some people may be incarcerated for. Possibly, a substance abuse disorder. Do we commit them to death because of that? No. We need to be smart, and we have got tinderboxes in these institutions where guards come in and out, could very well be asymptomatic. They come in and they spread COVID through an entire block.
It's true.
And we have had several guards die of COVID-19 and many inmates. So that's something we need to look at as well. But you don't know these things in the trickle down unless you talk to the people who have expertise. Let's go to the people in the know. And I'm so sick and tired of Governor Wolf thinking that he is the emperor of Pennsylvania, that he's the only one who can make any decisions at all. Everyone else is stupid. He's got all the answers. Well, you know what? We found out from day one with this pandemic, he doesn't have all the answers. He shut down all construction, the only state in the entire country. He shut down all real estate transactions. Where the hell are people going to move? They were displaced without any, cooperation or talking to anybody. He hasn't communicated with the heads of the legislature, Democrat or Republican, in the House or the Senate. He says he's got people on speed dial. First of all, that's, an antiquated phrase, obviously. But whose number? He hasn't talked to anyone in months.
So help me with the disconnect that I find. The feds say they have the vaccine in Pennsylvania, hundreds of thousands of doses, and the governor and Levine say they don't. Who's lying here? Someone's lying.
Well, again, total lack of communication, total fudging all the numbers. I can't believe any numbers I see on the Department of Health website.
No.
They were counting positive cases 14 times as high as they should have been because anybody that even knew that person who tested positive was considered positive. I can't trust the numbers. So what are the real numbers? We have to be specific. We have to be accurate. And you know what? We have to be truthful.
What would you do?
Because it is a matter of life and death.
What would you do?
What I would do, immediately talk to all of the heads of our health systems across Pennsylvania. Immediately talk to our county commissioners and get their emergency management services on the horn and find out what plans they already have. Do you know in Washington County, we've had a pandemic plan for 10 years? Nobody knows that, right? So why are our counties working so hard and have been for years, putting together plans, putting together, organized logistics and everything else, and depending on all kinds of different emergency situations, and they have not been contacted? That's absurd. Get people to the table, get them on the horn, find out what works for that county, that region. Green County is a little different than Philadelphia.
It is.
So the distribution in those areas are different. Go to the people in the region. Go to the people who know. We have these agencies set up for a reason. Use them. Stop ignoring the experts.
And they've done that. I know they've done that. I know they've ignored those agencies. And I know this specifically with UPMC. To imagine.
Yeah.
To imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That they ignored that.
Right, exactly.
It's ignorant.
The experts. How about Highmark? How about St. Barnabas? Nobody thought about that. St. Barnabas is a healthcare system strictly for the elderly. Why in the world would they not be contacted and said, okay, well, how do we get vaccines to you? How can you help us in the distribution of this life or death measure? Let's hear what you have to say. Put it in the hands of the experts, and it never seems to happen, ever, with anything. And that's not how you govern. That's how you rule poorly.
Well, say hi to my favorite Marine, will you?
I will do that.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for the insight.
You stay well.
Look, if you want to go after her because she's a Republican, that's your business. But I use personal experience and know this. They have not had one phone call from the governor's office to the biggest brains in this region at UPMC. Not one. And they have allocated nearly 50,000 vaccines at UPMC. Seems like a good place to start for, hey, how do we do this? And they didn't, and they haven't, and they won't. That's a problem for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.